John Nasheed here. Peace be upon you all. War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. So I guess you know what our subject is for today. We want to talk about war, fighting, killing, and all the rest of these things. Human beings going at each other on a large scale, locally. It's just becoming completely insane. So I guess it's really speaking to the time that we're living in. You know, it's unfortunate Ukrainian people fighting against Russia. You know, we have to take our hats off to them. Ukrainians, very courageous, giving up their lives. We know that America had a lot to do with it. You know, just the war just didn't start a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago. It started really in 2014, revolution in Ukraine, and you know, that's where it started, and they've been fighting ever since. Hundreds of thousands of people lost their lives, maimed, crippled, etc. And then again, on the economy, American economy, supplying weapons and supporting the governments and things of that nature takes a lot away from the American people, Americans sleeping in the streets, people without homes, people coming across the borders, and all of these different things that's going on. So it's a serious, serious time. And I'm a firm believer that it's Allah. Allah is in complete control. God is in complete control of the events that's taking place today all over the world. And then sadly, we wake up to see or hear Palestine, Israel fighting over land. Actually, Palestine land, 1967. I believe it was England and France, and I'm quite certain America had something to do with it by installing Europeans into the Middle East, into Palestine, and claiming it as their promised land from the time of Moses. And the way they carry and conduct their lives thereafter, we can see that wasn't the message that Moses brought. So obviously there's a problem. And we know that if there's an injustice where Zionist people go out in the world to try to take over properties for themselves, then you know quite nicely there's going to be a reaction, because we know that God is in charge. So we see the reaction. And who knew that the Palestine people had that much power, that many rockets, and that kind of organization and infiltration and taking people into as prisoners? Who knows? We know Israel is very powerful. They can respond, and quite nicely they're going to respond, and they're going to respond with America's help. How far could we go? We see that this is a serious problem. And then we're talking about also China and Taiwan. And then not even to speak about the wars that's taking place in our own street, gangs and criminals and things of that nature. So there must be a voice. There must be a powerful voice that's speaking out in the society for peace. And quite nasty, the arrogance of individuals who land seekers and feel that they have dominance because they have money and weapons and power and things of that nature. Keep in mind that God is the power. God is in complete control. And if we keep sober heads and don't let emotions rattle us, then I'm pretty certain that we're going to find a peace movement going on throughout the whole world for the benefit of not only the wealthy, the elite, but for the all human life. And that's what we should be striving for, that every human being on this planet Earth get their share of the resources that God created in the earth for our benefit. And we have to be conscious of looking out for one another. And this is why wars start, because we have the haves and the have-nots. People manipulating people because of their ignorance, not so much ignorant as a person, but lack of education. People taking over their lands, Africa, for example, mining their resources, France coming in, Britain coming in, Germany coming in, taking out the resources, and the people are getting no value for their resources. So now we see again, here's the African people uniting, standing up, willing to fight and die for their land. And it's justified, and we can see that. So put our complete trust in God and God alone and speak out for peace. And if we have to fight, we fight. But it shouldn't be a prolonged fight. The fight shouldn't endure forever. War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Thank you. This is John Nasheed. Peace be upon you all. We'd like to talk a little today about peace. Actually, the peace. Actually, the true definition of peace is the peace, because it's the peace that God gives. We're not talking about, you know, what man comes up. We have man to sit around and think on these things, and they come up with their own ideas. But the idea that God gives us of peace is the peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. And the return to that is wa alaikum assalam. And what are we saying? That while I am in your presence, you are free from any disturbance coming from me. And the return is the same. And also, while I am in your presence, you are free of any disturbance. Because God created us to be tranquil, to be at peace. And any disturbance breaks that peace. So we want to be very conscious of that. You know, and then we also have to understand that God gives us a right to defend ourselves when our peace is broken. You know, we're not the kind of people to think that, you know, we can be just disrespected, our peace broken, etc., and we don't defend ourselves, because God teaches us to fight those who fight you, but do not exceed the limit. And once peace is established, bang, everything is good. So I say this to say that we are living in a world today of disturbance. Matter of fact, there's so much disturbance in the world today that people have taken themselves to alcohol and drugs and sex and all the rest of these things, trying to find a little peace, trying to find peace in sex, trying to find peace in marijuana, cocaine, heroin, and all the rest of these different new versions of drugs out here on the market today, alcohol, etc. And once we give ourselves to God, then we find that peace. In any religion, all of our religions stress the same thing. And in the religion of Islam, there's no alcohol. Islam doesn't tolerate alcohol. I remember going once to a church to give a donation to the pastor there, or the priest there, whatever his name is, some incident that happened in his country, because I don't like to give money to organizations, because I know a large percentage of that money goes towards administrative costs. So I went directly to him to give it to provide it for his family, for his countrymen in his country. And we sat down and had some small talk. And then he went into a cabinet, and he bought out a bottle of alcohol, whiskey, and asked me. I said, no, I don't drink. And it surprised me, and it didn't surprise me, because I know many religious people drink, but I didn't think the leader of the church would drink alcohol, seeing that their religion stressed that. But everybody is looking for peace, even the pastors, the people who administer God's word. And how many times do we see red-faced and people stumbling over the podiums and things of that nature who has consumed alcohol? And we have to stress these things, because it's very important. The very greeting that we extend as Muslims, as soon as we see you, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. I'm not here to disturb you. I'm not here to upset you.
I'm not here to cause you to use drugs or alcohol or any of these other things that you use to calm and bring tranquility to your life. These things are natural gifts from God. And we see now we're talking about, on a greater scale, the world. We're looking at wars, and the Bible states wars, the end of time wars. You'll see wars, and you'll hear rumors of wars. And that's what's going on right now. And we can't say that the people in Palestine don't have a right to defend themselves against the people who have broken their peace. They have that right. They're not the aggressor. Anytime you take a people and you put them in a concentration camp, they are mandated by their nature to break out and defend themselves against their aggressors, those who are breaking their peace. And we never to be the aggressor. That's another thing in our religion. Never be the aggressor. Always seek peace. And if we do these things, God will bless us. But if we don't do it, we're going to find more problems popping up all over the world. And we as a religious people, regardless of what religion we are, Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, doesn't make a difference. If we can't come together in peace, what do we expect from the rest of the people, the common people, the people who look up to us? What do we expect? Wars and rumors of wars. Thank you. Peace be upon you all. Assalamu alaikum.